This is Anne Carmu with UN News. Reports of sexual violence against refugee and migrant women and girls are sadly nothing new. But what about horrific attacks on men and boys who are on the move? According to a new study by the Women's Refugee Commission into people attempting to reach Italy from North Africa, the abuse is widespread, particularly in Libya's detention centers. It's also not a one-off event, as refugees and migrants are repeatedly exposed to multiple forms of sexual violence throughout their journey. As Sarah Chino-Weth told UN News' Daniel Johnson.
We knew that men and women are exposed to all types of violence on this migration route, and we wanted to get a sense of whether or not men and boys were exposed to sexual violence. So going in, we didn't have a preconceived notion that they would be exposed to the extent that they are.
So maybe you could describe the kinds of violence that men and boys are subjected to.
They are subjected to sexual violence in detention centers in the context of extortion. Sexual violence is used as punishment. If a man, for example, tries to escape from a detention center, he may be brought back, and all the other men in this detention center have to rape this man as a way to punish and deter. It's also used for subjugation, to subjugate and terrorize communities. And then finally, we also found that it's used for entertainment or pleasure. We heard that some local men come to the detention centers, pay off the guards in order to have the opportunity to rape the men and the boys.
You also note in your report that it's getting worse. You've seen that particularly in Libya.
We heard from our research participants that it is getting worse. We can't confirm this directly, but that's what people told us. The reason they think it's getting worse is because the boat crossings have significantly declined. So what ends up happening is that the revenue that traffickers and smugglers would normally receive from those boat crossings has more or less gone away. So they have to find different ways to compensate for that profit loss. And they are turning to increased torture, increased extortion, increased sexual violence as a way to compensate for that. That's what we were told.
There's a line in your report that quotes a UN staffer, it doesn't say which agency, but the UN staffer guesstimates that 9 in 10 men and boys have been subjected to sexual violence. Maybe you could just back that up with a bit more information, please.
It's very hard to get a sense of the actual magnitude and percentages, but these types of comments were consistent from the research participants. One immigration lawyer believed it was around 98% of men and boys. Others use language like this happened to the vast majority of men and boys. So we don't know exact percentages, but we do know that it has happened to many, many people and that they need services.
And stigma also is obviously a huge factor in this. We know that women and girls who are raped are heavily stigmatized. They don't necessarily like to talk about it. But your report does point out that 87.5% of refugees since 2016 from the Northern African coast to Italy are men and boys. So presumably the scale of the problem is potentially massive.
That's right, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to look at this issue within this population specifically. It's because men and boys do comprise the large majority of refugees and migrants entering Italy. And certainly if you look at the numbers, percentages of those who have experienced torture, those who have experienced harm en route, those are very high percentages. And contextualizing those percentages with these qualitative findings that point to widespread sexual violence, we can assume that there is widespread sexual violence against men and boys.
So what can be done to help those many thousands of people, presumably, who are still stuck in detention centres, official ones and unofficial ones controlled by non-state armed groups?
This is a difficult question to answer because the access in Libya is very, very limited. We know that at least 6,000 people are in detention centers. It's probably in official detention centers. It's probably much more. There are an unknown number of people in unofficial places of captivity. We imagine, I assume that this would be in the tens of thousands, but we don't have a precise number. In terms of what we can do, UNHCR has set up emergency transit centers to resettle and sometimes repatriate vulnerable refugees and migrants, and they have done this with, I believe, a few thousand, but much more needs to be done to address this issue, and this requires political will that currently isn't there.
Is there a sense that the migration flow to North Africa is decreasing because of these stories?
I don't think I can answer that question. It's unclear whether or not the horrors that are happening in Libya are actually trickling back to the countries of origin and then having the impact of deterring people from traveling. That's unclear.
But presumably you would be supportive of legal migration channels to stop this kind of thing happening, this sort of abuse?
Absolutely. We need to expand safe and legal pathways to Europe and to other safer countries. Many of the refugees and migrants that we met with were coming to Europe to be with their families. We need to expand visa categories like family reunification visas, student visas, other type of visas, humanitarian visas, and labor mobility schemes. There are ways to enable more safe and legal migration.
Any final recommendations that came out of the report?
One of the primary recommendations is for the EU to reconsider its support for the Libyan Coast Guard. We found that refugees and migrants who are intercepted by the Libyan Coast Guard, forced back into detention centers, we documented sexual violence and sexual torture against them. The current situation, this current practice and policy of supporting the Libyan Coast Guard is untenable and it needs to change. That's a primary recommendation.